The first reading today, St. Paul not only reminds us that our citizenship is in heaven, but also, he said, the Lord will refashion the body of our lowliness, conforming it to the body of his glory, by exerting the power by which he also made all things subject to himself. And so, in other words, what St. Paul is looking at is to say, we have a body which is from the earth, but this body is going to be changed. It's going to be glorified. And so our lives, if we are focused on heaven because we have our citizenship in heaven, is not only just about the soul, but about the body as well. It's about our whole being, because on the day of resurrection, remember that our bodies, this body, we don't get a new one, much to some people's despair, but we don't get a new one. And so we're stuck with what we've got, and we really shouldn't even look at it that way. It's a gift. The body is a gift from God. Now, your body may not look like you want it to. It may not feel like you want it to. Maybe there are lots of pains and difficulties. You have to recognize in God's providence, that's what's making you a saint. That's what's helping you to be able to grow. It's what's helping to purify. And so we need to be careful to make sure that we see the dignity of the whole person, which includes the body. Now, in our society, we have tried to make the body more than what it is, apart from the person. The body is all that matters, and you only have value if your body looks a certain way and whatever. That's a bunch of garbage as well. And so we have to be able to recognize that the person is an integral whole, a body and soul. And so we know that the flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And therefore, we have to make sure that we're working to keep the focus on the spiritual. And that includes the body. Obviously, the body in and of itself is material, not spiritual. But if the body is united with the soul, then God is going to work with the soul even through the body. And the body is going to be transformed and share in the glory of God. If that's the case, then we need to do what St. Paul says, and that is glorify God in your body. Not just in your soul, in your body. That's why Jesus can tell us that people should see our good works and give glory to God, because we're using our bodies as the outward expression of our souls. When we make a choice in the will, that choice is expressed physically in and through the body. And so that the body then becomes the means by which we glorify God in the physical world. Understand, only human persons are able to do this. Angels don't have a body. They can't glorify God with a body. Animals don't have an immortal soul. They don't have a free will and a mind. So they have a body, but they can't glorify God with their body because they don't have the ability to make a choice to do so. We are the only ones who can do this. And that's part of our dignity. So we have to make sure that the way that we're living our lives is not only interior, but exterior as well. We need to have the prayer. We need to have that time with the Lord. But you look at both Judaism and Catholicism, and you recognize that we use the body to be able to honor God and glorify him, as well as to remind our own selves of what it is we're doing. So think of what was happening today. You're standing and you're kneeling and you're sitting and so on. All of our worship includes the body. It's not just the soul. It's the whole person. You look at the Jewish people, if they're at the Wailing Wall, for instance, and as they're doing their prayers, they're rocking back and forth and bouncing up and down and so on. That's part of the point that they recognize that they are also showing to God through their bodies what it is that's going on in the soul. It's the whole person honoring the Lord and glorifying him. And so it's not just at church then that we do that, but it's in everything. That if we have our focus on the Lord, we are truly living as citizens of heaven, then we want to glorify God even in and through the body. No one can see what's happening in your soul, but they can see what's going on physically. And that's the opportunity we have to be able to bring into the world what it means to be the physical image and likeness of God, to be able to show in a physical way what it is to be holy, to be able to show in a physical way what it is to be able to glorify God. That, again, is part of our human dignity, to be able to do that. So while we await the day when the power of God working through our Lord Jesus is going to transform our lowly bodies to make them like his own glorified body, at this point, we can begin to prepare for that, to start working to make sure that we are glorifying God in and through the body. And so in all that we do, it's a wonderful thing to think about. Am I really showing in the material world what it is to be the image of God, to glorify God, to honor God, to worship God in a physical way? So yes, we're putting our whole heart and soul and strength into that. But if we are, that's going to be expressed in what it is outwardly we are doing through the body. So we look forward, like I said, to the day when our Lord is going to transform the body. But the body is not just a tag-along. The body is an integral part of who you are. So don't look at the body as less than. Obviously it's lower than the soul, but it's part of you. So we don't want to raise the body up and give it something it doesn't really have, which is what our society is doing. At the same time, we don't want to denigrate the body as some have done throughout society, throughout history. But we need to find where that balance is so that body and soul, with our whole person, we are glorifying God with all our being.